104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:09. We're going to top out today at 32, the high today. I got a text message that says, I am proud to say I have never been made to watch The Notebook either. Bro fist, Andy.
Bro fist. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Got another text that said Days of Thunder.
With Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman?
Cow! That's what she called. His name was Cole Trickle.
Yeah.
She calls him Co.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Cow! Cow!
Okay.
That movie. Rubbin is racing.
Okay.
yeah, that movie was... It was awesome and horrible all at the same time.
Exactly.
One of those awesomely terrible movies.
Yeah.
So we had a few requests to repeat our list of what our top songs were, top five romantic movies for Valentine's Day.
You should have got some theme music for us.
Okay, I'll get some romantic music here for you. Okay.
No, that's for your list. That's for your list, not mine.
Okay, you're number five.
Not until you change the music.
Oh, don't be such a baby.
It's not appropriate.
Well, I don't have any music.
Need.
Okay.
Now I've had the time.
I don't have
of my
that
life.
Handy. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
We'll go with this one. Okay, you're number five.
No!
I don't have anything handy. Just go. Do your number
like
five. I don't
number
have any
five
music.
Five is 16 candles.
Okay. God. My number five is Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi.
So stupid.
Because Han Solo finds out that Luke and Leia are brother and sister. That clears the way for him to hook up with Leia in her gold bikini.
You know, the fact that you have to explain why yours are romantic does
well,
not make them
romantic.
Well,
because I knew you were going to object. That's why I had to provide an explanation.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Number four.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
There's Something About Mary.
I'll go with that one. That's the only one that I think is like okay on your list.
Number three,
Sweet Home Alabama. Such a good movie.
Nauseated. My number three is The Rock.
It's not even romantic at all.
Nicolas Cage saves the life of his girlfriend. Saves her life. And the entire city of San Francisco. How much more romantic do you want that to be? And they found out who killed Kennedy.
Oh my God.
Number two.
Number two is Dirty Dancing.
Nobody puts Baby in a corner.
Nobody does. Mm-mm.
My number two, Die Hard.
You are so weird.
Again, saves his estranged wife from falling out of the Nakatomi building.
They don't even make it through Die Hard 2, though, together.
No, they do. They make it through Die Hard 2. It's somewhere between Die Hard 2 and Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Die Hard 3 or 6 or 10 or
yeah,
whatever they're at.
I don't know where they're
six
at now.
6 is coming out, I think, actually.
And your number one?
Number one, The Notebook.
My number one, The Shawshank Redemption.
You are ridiculous.
It's a bromance. What's wrong with a bromance? I got a text with some other romantic movies. Ghost.
I do like Ghost.
On Golden Pond. Never saw it.
I just didn't want to pick one where they never got to be together. Like, that's why I didn't pick
Yeah,
those.
So The Notebook was a great choice. And,
well, they're
and
still
case.
Together.
Sleepless in Seattle.
I like that movie.
Dirty Dancing.
I had that one.
Grease.
Mm.
By the way, that Grease is spelled G-R-E-A-S-E. Just heads up, not the like the country Grease. And Jerry Maguire.
You had me at hello.
Show me the money!
You had me at hello.
Yeah. All right, so...
The human head weighs 8 pounds.
I got a text from, or an email from Trevor, and he said, if he would have gone, if I had Con Air on my list, he would have gone with mine. But without Con Air, he's going with yours.
Okay, thanks, Trevor. Appreciate
Another good one is The Titanic.
Yeah, but not really.
Well, how is Titanic not a...
Because somebody dies!
...romantic movie? In The Notebook?
They don't die.
They're dying.
Well, they're old.
Okay. So, we're all selective on your rules then, huh?
Well, that's to me. I don't want them dying.
Okay. Okay. All right. I see. Right.
What's wrong with that?
Come back.
Jack, come back.
Mindy's on the phone. How are you, Mindy?
I'm good. So about the list, Mel said, how does that not happen in the Notebook? Now, I have never seen the Notebook, but if it comes to romance movies, there is no way in hell any of that could ever happen, because no guy is ever going to do that.
Oh, ouch.
So see, I'm totally on Andy's side with his list. Like, The Rock, so romantic, and Vanessa Marcel, she's the girlfriend.
Risked his life to save her and the entire city of San Francisco.
Exactly.
I'm shaking my head. That's unlikely to happen. That's way more unlikely to happen than
what?
The Notebook.
That happens way more often than the Notebook would.
Right.
I would agree.
You just don't know about it.
Right. Go out of his way to be that romantic. I mean, no one's scripted to do that, so it's never going to happen.
Okay. She's been a little scorned.
At this point, after your guys' list, I think I'm afraid I may be a dude. I don't know.
It's possible.
That's awesome. Thank you for the call, Mindy.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I might be a dude. That's awesome.
There's many times where I think that I might be a dude.
Yeah, every once in a while, I think the same thing.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 823, up to 32 today. And we suddenly got static in our headphones. That's awesome. I always love that when we get erroneous static. So I think it's pretty clear I'm the winner of the romantic movie
list.
No,
you're not. Your list was
Although dumb. Sean disagrees, we're both on crack.
Oh. Can't wait to see what Sean's ideas are.
He says
a
romantic movie
are.
Needs to be something you would watch with a significant other and both of you feel the same way.
That's not true.
Andy, if your wife feels the same way about Return of the Jedi as you do, congratulations and never let her go. Mel, there is not a man out there who would voluntarily watch The Notebook
with
you
there is.
And have intentions of doing things that you shouldn't talk about on the radio. In my case, it is Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, that's so romantic.
Is this odd? Extremely. But there was a night when my wife and I were dating and we watched this movie. And let's just say she was very pleased by the end of the movie.
You should have pre-read that.
I got one that says The Wedding Singer.
That's a good movie.
Billy Idol in the back of the plane.
I love that part. That's like my favorite part.
Yeah, see, Billy Idol says whatever. I can't remember what the line was, but I don't know. That movie was not one of my favorite Adam Sandler movies.
Oh, I liked it. I think it's actually one of my favorite Adam Sandler movies because it wasn't as dumb.
I prefer 50 First Dates.
I like that one.
And Just Go With It, actually, a newer one.
Yeah.
The Jennifer Aniston one.
Yeah, that one's pretty good.
That one, I genuinely like that one.
I like the less dumb ones, though, from him. You know, the ones that aren't as stupid.
Yeah, but Happy Gilmore.
Well, that's a classic.
And that's a pretty stupid one.
I know, but that one's
It's not
so
as bad
classic.
As Billy Madison.
Yeah. Except for I like the, stop looking at me, swan.
Yeah.
Conditioner is good. No
Conditioner is better. I love that movie.
I like those lines. The rest of it's pretty stupid.
What day is it? October? Yes. We have completely gone over the edge.
We really have.
Yeah. We've got some big news coming up at right at the end of the show today, 9:50. We will fill you in on that mostly. Mostly. Not entirely, but mostly. It is kind of a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
We got that coming up. We have some more. Why don't we just do Bitterball tickets right now?
Okay.
Let's give away some tickets to the Bitterball. It's for you plus four, or up to four, and which I think was a misprint, but
that's
whatever.
Okay. Whatever. Same thing.
You each get two free drinks on Valentine's Day at Bucks. You will also have a chance to win some very cool prizes. We've got cash. We've got jewelry. We've got lots of stuff. If you want to go to the Bitterball, call us right now, 361-5557, and we will hook you up.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, Neon Trees, Lessons in Love, all day, all night. 841. So, I mentioned how there was a factual inaccuracy in Lincoln.
Yes.
The story came out this past weekend.
Oh.
The screenwriter, Tony Kushner, was called out by a couple of members of Connecticut's legislature because, well, there was some factual inaccuracy in the voting process for the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie yet, so didn't know exactly. I mean, I'm just reading about the scene. I haven't seen it yet. I plan to. In the movie, they show that Connecticut did not vote in favor of the amendment.
Oh.
Which torqued off, you know, current day.
Right.
Members of Congress. So
okay.
They wrote a strongly worded letter to Steven Spielberg and said, you should fix it. Well, okay. The guy who wrote the movie, Tony Kushner.
Yeah.
He conceded the inaccuracy in the Wall Street Journal this past Friday. And he said that in making changes to the voting sequence, we adhered to the time-honored and completely legitimate standards for the creation of historical drama, which is what Lincoln is, historical drama.
Right.
And while based on a real guy, it's still fiction. And it kind of made me laugh when I read this next part. He said, I hope nobody is shocked to learn that I also made up dialogue and imagined encounters and invented characters.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. He also went on to argue that while Connecticut's lawmakers voted in favor of the amendment, the state was not solidly pro-Lincoln.
Ah.
As the letter said he was. But, yeah.
All right.
So just know that there are going to be liberties taken when it comes to anything. If you take a movie as historical fact and that is how it was, no.
You're stupid.
Never. Is it that way?
Yeah.
Because there's some things that are just too boring to have in a movie.
Well, it's not like you were there. I mean, you're not going to know exactly what they said.
Well, yeah.
I had a little recording device.
You're going to imagine conversations.
Can you say that again, please?
Yeah.
I didn't get that down.
Especially in 1865.
Yeah. I need to make sure that, my ink pen just ran out of ink.
So we had our list of the our top five most romantic movies for Valentine's Day. We'll have those up on the website soon. We've had a few requests to get those up there, so we're working on it. This is I don't know if it's real or if it's just urban legend, but it's really damn romantic or maybe kind of creepy, depending on how you want to look at it. A clip from a magazine has been going around online. It looks like it's from Redbook.
Okay.
And it's a story from a 68-year-old woman in Houston named Sue Johnston. She was married to her husband, John, for 46 years. And that would have meant his name was John Johnson.
Yeah.
Wow. Way to go, Mom and Dad. Anyway, every Valentine's Day, he'd send her a bouquet of flowers. After 46 years together, he passed away.
I know. I've heard this.
You've heard about this?
Yes.
The next Valentine's Day, Sue still got a bouquet from John. It made her angry and upset, so she called the florist to tell them about the mistake, but they told her, before he passed away, your husband prepaid for many years. He asked them to keep sending her bouquets every Valentine's Day, and when Sue looked at the card on the flowers, it said, quote, my love for you is eternal.
You're going to make me cry.
I don't think
seriously,
it's real.
I have, like, tears.
I'm sorry, I'm skeptical.
How do you not think that's
urban
real?
Legend. I
no,
think this is like, you
no.
know, careful who you go out with in a strange city because you might wake up in a bathtub full of ice.
No, I have tears. I don't think that that is untrue. You don't think that there actually are guys out there that are that romantic?
Two or three.
Well, he must have been one of them. Yeah, there's one less now because he died.
No, it's a really cool idea. I can tell you this right now. My wife would still yell at me from beyond the grave.
She would.
If I sent flowers.
Send a plant. Send a plant. You wouldn't be able to hide the money that you used.
Well, she couldn't.
To pay for him in advance.
Well, I guess she would yell at me even though I was dead, but I'm dead. What do I care?
It's true.
You know.
You got a point there.
She can't kill me for that.
Ba-dum-boom.
Ba-dum-bum. Yeah, that's a really cute story. I have some more fun facts about Valentine's Day, and some of them are kind of awesome and creepy. That's next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:53. We're going to top out at 32 today. I just saw there was an accident on Argus Leader or Argus
41st Street.
41st and Southeastern.
Mm-hmm. They're asking for traffic control help.
The tweet previous to that, they tweeted a photo of somebody who spent $60 last night to fill their tank with gas.
Okay.
And someone drilled a hole in it.
I read some of those that happened like three times or something in one area. Somebody was drilling holes in their gas tank.
Yeah.
Were they like stealing the gas or are they
what else
just
would they be
being
doing?
Jerk faces and just drilling it?
No, I am sure they're draining it into a tank and yeah.
That is so not cool.
Yeah. That's one of those things where they should be flogged.
Yeah, there's so much damage.
Like just regular prison time isn't good enough.
Yeah. There's so much damage they're doing to the vehicle and stuff and they have to be fixed.
Yeah,
and
they're not just stealing the gas. Yeah. They're basically destroying the tank and getting that replaced can't be cheap.
No.
I don't even know what a gas tank would cost, but I'm sure it's several hundred dollars.
I don't know, but yeah.
And wow. For like a truck, one of them's a truck. That sucks.
What?
If you did that, you suck,
seriously,
period.
I want
story.
To punch him in the
I
throat.
Do too.
Really, really, really bad.
There's a lot of pointless surveys on Valentine's Day, so I went and got all the best pointless ones.
Okay, good.
Being charitable is a turn-on.
Okay.
But not
agreed.
As much as having a great body. A survey found that 52% of people are thinking of giving to charity is sexy. 53% say having a good body is sexy.
Giving to charity is sexy.
Yeah, the cheater hobag site Ashley Madison just released their list of the most unfaithful cities. Based on the number of prenups.
Oh.
And for the second year in a row, Washington, D.C. has the highest number of cheaters per capita. Duh. The politicians in that town?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you suppose the percentage of faithful politicians is in Washington?
I don't know. That's hard to say. I was just wondering what the percentage of was to politicians to hookers there.
Yeah. New study has figured out the top cities for single people to find somebody.
No, best cities, not Sioux Falls.
Best cities are Worcester, Massachusetts, Glendale, California. Or the best cities for men to find women were those two.
Okay.
And the best cities for men or women to find men, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Miami, Florida.
That's it. I'm moving.
To Milwaukee and Miami?
That's where I'm moving
people
to.
People don't.
I'm going to Miami.
Unless the. Unless the Brewers are playing the Marlins, Milwaukee and Miami don't collide a lot in the same
Milwaukee.
Sentence. 24% of men have been stood up on a first date, as have 16% of women. So you guys do it to us more often. That's why women suck.
Probably because we actually Googled you then and found out that you're a creeper.
And also, be careful what lies you tell on your online dating profile. They might be used against you in a divorce one day.
Ooh. Snap.
59% of divorce lawyers in the U.S. say they've seen an increase in people getting married off dating sites, then eventually using lies from these profiles in divorce proceedings.
Huh.
Lies about marital status, salary, and having kids come up the most.
I get a little angry with the whole online dating thing, especially with the lying in the pictures when they don't put a current picture, like it's 7 years old.
Yeah.
And then I've seen a couple lately where they say they're like, let's say they say they're 40, and it's clear that they're 60. It's clear that they're 60. There's
how many
no
lies
way...
are on your online dating
none.
Profile?
None. You can read it.
None? Not
none.
A single, not even just a slightly fudged detail?
No, not.
Maybe
no.
Slightly exaggerated one way or the other?
Like what?
I don't know.
No. I'm like very straightforward about that
like
stuff.
Your weight, maybe?
There's not a weight on there. I have average.
Everybody puts average on
there. No, not everybody does.
Or a few extra pounds.
I don't have a few extra.
No, I wasn't saying you do. I mean, that's what they put.
I have average. I would say that I'm probably average.
Okay.
I think I'm average.
I'm not going to...
As far
to
as that goes.
Respond to that
you
at
just,
all.
Just don't dig yourself in a hole right now.
No, I'm not going to.
I guess the other thing that annoys me are the
you
guys.
Were acting like you wanted me to respond,
no,
though.
No. The other thing that annoys me are the guys that go start... online dating, like they want to date, and then all of a sudden decide, hey, I'm not ready to date yet. Like, why are you on a dating website?
No, you know what that answer means?
What?
I met someone in person.
And they didn't like him then? So you're saying they don't like me?
No, I'm saying they just found someone they found someone that's actually, you know, in the flesh, in front of them.
What if I've already met them?
I don't know. Oh, you're talking about after you had met them?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Maybe they met somebody else, or maybe they didn't like you. I don't know. It's
don't
okay
like
if someone didn't want to keep dating you.
They probably didn't like me. That's probably what it
You're
is.
You're probably right.
No, that's true. Some guys can't handle me. It's understandable.
Club can't handle me.
Right now.
859 Hot 104.7.
Love.
Hot 104.7.com.